How do you, Frank? Show. Heidi, have you ever seen a ghost in your house?
No. I thought once I had a dog that died, and that like a few days later, I could have swore I saw him walk across the foyer from one room to another. I was like standing talking to somebody, and I saw what I appeared was a big black Rottweiler walk across the foyer, and I turned, and I believed it so much that I actually followed and went to look in the room that I thought I saw him go in.
Did
Not
you
in.
hear like, his toenails on the
Didn't hear anything. Just
linoleum?
Yes, on my linoleum floor in my foyer. It's a very, very fancy place.
You wrote that off, didn't you?
I did write that off. Home improvement. Yeah. But other than that, no, I've never seen like woo or any. I mean, what you
Okay,
think of a ghost?
I wouldn't think that your house is haunted. Eric, have you seen any ghosts or anything in your house?
Not at my current place.
Your old place?
My old place, yeah.
Not since you moved in with your lady, though?
No, not the new place.
Interesting.
My old place, when I lived with a couple of guys, we would hear very, very weird things happening. And so I researched the place I lived, and it turns out a man had been shot and died in the doorway that I went in every single day.
Ooh.
He had died right there. We would hear banging on the walls, knocking.
It's not him. Anybody else see ghosts in their house? No, Rob? No, Taylor? No, Johnny? No, Sammy? Probably not.
No, she's had sex with a ghost. Are you kidding me?
Didn't see it.
Oh, that's true. Felt it, though.
Yeah, she said she full on had sex with a ghost.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was her old place. Because I know she got a new place and she's really proud of it.
Yeah.
And she keeps it nice. And that's the thing. If you have a nice, tidy home, you won't have ghosts.
Really?
Right.
Okay.
You know when they say like the cliche of the haunted house and it's like dusty and cobwebs everywhere and
Yeah.
just dirty.
Right.
That's what
That's what
you're
ghosts
seeing. Ghosts are dust
like.
and grime. No, they looked at it.
It's just a
It's like,
cobweb
yeah,
hanging.
if you see a ghost, don't call the Ghostbusters. Call a cleaning lady because you are just a pig.
Something strange in your neighborhood.
Ghostbusters.
They studied it. They found that the main reason people think their house is haunted are dust, dirt, and mold. So the air quality in your place makes you more likely to see strange things floating around, and the toxic mold triggers psychosis in your brain. So the bad air quality and mold can cause other serious problems too, besides paranormal visitors. They can also lead to depression, anxiety, and pretty serious illnesses. So if you're seeing ghosts, you might want to get someone over to your house to remove the mold before you start having real issues. And if ghosts still don't go away, then call the priest ASAP.
That's what explains why I see ghosts around here all the time. I mean,
Do you think this place is covered in mold?
Oh, have you seen the vents? I've had a coffer.
Have you seen the vents?
Oh, there's one in our old office that it's like, it's just...
Yeah, when every blade on the vent that covers the vent looks like a lint
trap.
Dryer lint.
Right, like you got to pop those off, you got to have the system cleaned out, and then you got to wipe all that down. I mean, you got to do that. We do
That's
that at
never,
home.
That has never been done here.
We are breathing
oh
in.
Oh my God, look at the dust on that stuff. What? Like around the soundproofing.
Yeah,
right there.
As soon as I get here, my cough begins. I don't cough at all at home. As soon as I open the door to come here, I'm like... Oh, here it goes. Yeah. That's why they're ghosts.
Yeah, we do the show in an asbestos bubble, people, for you.
For you. Look.
Oh, that's off your microphone. Oh. You're sucking that in every time you take a breath.
Right. Can't imagine why I can't get this cough to go away.
You are pretty tidy. That's why I thought your house probably never seen a ghost.
No, I haven't.
So when you clean your house, is there anything that you skip? The spring cleaning is going on right now. Do people still do that?
I will say, spring cleaning,
and you really get down in the grout.
I will say that I am a neat freak. I like things tidy. What I do skip until it's just
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Exploding food in the microwave?
No, I can't put. I have to keep all that clean. I'm
really?
Putting stuff in to heat something up, and I've got nasty like cheese.
Yeah, something blew up before.
No.
You clean it out right then.
Yes,
oh, I don't.
Have to. What I'm bad at. Is the ceiling fan blades.
Ooh. Oh, but much like this place.
Well,
you'll get up there and be like, just.
So I have to like, it's over the bed. And so sometimes the ceiling fan's not going. And then you look and you're like, oh my God. And then the door sliders, those tracks sometimes where you're like, you just open the door to go out.
Wow, you are really looking for dirt. I've never done that. Unless I can't open the door. It's I better clean that. It's got barnacles growing in it.
Yeah, those can kind of nasty.
Eric, you're a pig. Is there something that you always just leave dirty?
Pretty much the entire house. But the one I skip majorly is behind the couch. I've got one of those, I guess, bay windows? Is that what they're called? Where they're sort of rounded windows?
Before anyone else windows?
Exactly.
That's my bay window.
They stick. Yes, favorite one in the house. They stick out of the outside of the house.
Yeah. So our couch backs up to that. So there's a little area there that I didn't realize the cats were going behind and full on taking poops and puking.
What?
Back there.
How could you not know they're taking poops?
He doesn't smell. Yeah. But your wife does.
I guess by the time we get out there, the stench is gone, or we just don't smell it because we live in a house full of cats.
And your house smells so much that your pregnant wife cannot smell cat turds.
You're going to have a zombie baby. I'm telling you. We talked about it last week.
Yeah, she's not supposed to be around cat turds.
She's bringing in that toxic.
It's so thick, you don't even know cats poop.
Yeah. People walk in and go, oh.
She's inhaling cat fecal flakes.
Oh, my God.
On a daily basis.
Yes.
Whatever, man.
Zombie.
Well, we cleaned back there after we discovered it.
We? It should have been you. She's not supposed to be back there.
Well, I needed help.
Oh, help. She moved the couch for him at 9 months
pregnant.
She
held the couch up while he vacuumed under it. All right, let's let's go to Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Yes.
You say your wife attracts ghosts?
Yeah, we...
She might have a mold problem.
We had a psychic come over to the house because there's a lot of freaky stuff that was coming around the house and a lot of weird stuff happening.
Well, let me ask you, is your house a complete mess?
No. It's actually, she has low OCD with the cleaning.
Oh, so that ruins the theory here.
What happens in the afterlife, if you have the sixth sense to, you know, see ghosts or communicate or whatever, they review, you're like a light post. And it's like dark. To them, it's everything's dark or shadowy or whatever. And you're like a light post. So they go to the light to see if that's the light that they're supposed to
Well, I don't want to be a light post to the dead. I'd rather be ignored.
So
thank you.
Our house is basically, you know, things will come in, things will go out. And sometimes we'll have no activity, nothing. And other times it's pretty gnarly. So
I'm still going with she has a mold problem. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You got to get her cleaned out. There are things that we're least likely to clean any time of year. Like, even if you're going to do the spring cleaning, you might get down the grout with the toothbrush. But there's some things that you're just okay with, like the exploding food in the microwave that'll get on there and that cheese will start getting black. And then it's a job when you get in there
but
and finally clean
it. But then you're putting other food in there and heating the nasty stuff up that's been in there for 4 days.
I just ate that nasty stuff. Why can't I heat other food around the nasty stuff
but
I just ate?
You said,
it's microwave food. It's nasty stuff.
You said, you clean that up right away. But if you leave it there, then you're reheating the nasty.
There's another thing. Hair in the shower drain.
Oh, no, we clean that.
Every time?
Well, I mean, not every time, but I mean, we do.
Yeah, I'll go into my shower, and my lady's hair she'll have cleaned it, so the water will go down, but then she'll throw it against the wall, so it's just like this hair.
What is wrong with
hairy,
her?
Hairy ball bug that's crawling up the side of.
That is not, you're lying.
No.
You're lying.
Nope, hairy ball bugs.
I get in there,
I'm like, ew. Oh, God, that's just her balls of hair.
Yeah. That is disgusting.
I know.
I would whoop her ass. I'd be like, what are you, crazy? You grab that with a little Kleenex and pop that in the trash can.
When it comes to cleaning and you're with somebody, if hairy ball bugs don't mean anything to them, they never will.
Hairy ball
it's
bugs
like,
means...
Oh, look at the water out here. And just flip with your finger and stick.
I'm like salivating. That's so disgusting to me. I can't stand hair on soap, any of that. Like hair.
Oh, yeah.
You're brushing your teeth and she had blow dried her hair and like it's getting wet and I'm brushing I can't stand it. I can't, that would drive me crazy. I'd leave her.
You'd leave her for that?
I'd be it.
That's your
If you were
trigger?
Babe, I don't want to get in the shower and I've got hairy, you know, ball bugs everywhere. Can you take care of that?
No, well, that's funny how you act like a conversation could be had and people could hear stuff and then people would do stuff. You're insane.
Seems so simple.
There's another thing that most of us aren't likely to clean any time of year. Water rings from glasses that turn to stains if you don't clean them immediately. So I guess it's the coaster.
On the furniture, yeah.
And then they'll end up leaving a ring.
Well, mayonnaise to get that out.
Really?
You can use your expired mayonnaise to get out.
That's a little life hack right there, a little mayonnaise on a...
Yeah. It's a Heidi hack.
On a glass ring. Dirty dishes in the sink. Do you ever leave dirty dishes in the sink?
Well, I mean, I Not for more than a day. I mean, like.
Don't just like, once it gets so full and you ran out of forks?
Never. I've never run out of a fork.
Dust on the shelves and on top of the TV. When's the last time you dusted the top of that TV? Hanging on the wall there? Probably not. Old leftovers in the fridge.
That's another thing in our house. Yeah, I'm bad about that too. Guilty.
Yeah, I hate that. I open up the fridge and it's roulette. I don't know how long it's been in there. It might still look good. It might still be in a container that I can see through, but it's in there a long.
What's the worst is I bought an orange juice and forgot that I bought it, but it was unopened. It had never been opened. So then you're like, oh, cool, fresh orange juice.
Oh, turn into wine.
And you're like, orange wine. God. But yeah, it's very strong, very fermented, and not in a good way.
Mick's confirmed that theory. Mick, you thought you had a ghost in your house? Mick?
Actually, when I rented the place, the landlord had told me that the woman before, when I moved into the place, had vacated because she heard ghosts up here in Ventura on the hillside. And I spent 20 years there, and within 2 years, I figured out what she must have heard, that you'd think somebody was running across your wood raised floor and stuff. It ended up the pipe was sort of sagging, and the rats would run across on it. So it would sound like footsteps as it ran across the pipes.
But then she also had black mold in the house.
Well, yes, actually, the house became very run down. I knew the person who painted the place, and by the time I moved, was forced out of the house. It hadn't been painted in 30 years.
So that's all you gotta do is clean the house. Like I said, call Dustbusters before you call the Ghostbusters. Other things you don't clean: toothpaste stains in the bathroom sink.
No, I hate that.
Dust that gathers in the corners of the room. Smudge marks on mirrors. Leave it.
Oh no! I can't stand a streaking mirror. I'm a real pain in the ass.
And then foods that splatter on the stove. Stuff. Pasta boiling over.
No, but you clean that immediately when the sauce boils over and it spatters out. You wipe that right now.
It'll
cook off.
It'll cook off. 1-800-955-5567. Stick around. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.